It's 5 and 10, five topics in about 10 minutes from Skywatch TV for July 16th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, the summit. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin met today, their highly anticipated summit meeting in Helsinki, Finland. The summit marks the first formal meeting between two leaders since President Trump took office in early 2017, comes amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Russia, and after Trump's stated goal of improving relations with Russia. Trump and Putin engaged in a one-on-one meeting at the presidential palace in Finland with only interpreters present. They were later joined by aides for an expanded meeting. Overall, the get-together scheduled to last 3 hours. We'll have more to say about this on Tuesdays, 5 and 10. Now, Colonel Bob McGinnis tells us not to expect too much out of this first meeting. He said in an email note that he sent out to subscribers to his mail list earlier today that he doubts whether we'll know for months whether anything really productive came out of the meeting today. Didn't expect much, at least based on the low bar set by both presidents coming into the meeting. Relations between the U.S. and Russia, according to Colonel McGinnis, have reached a low point, seriously eroded over the last couple of years, and one meeting cannot fix all of those grievances. What we can hope for, according to Colonel McGinnis, a roadmap that creates a framework for future diplomatic engagement on a host of issues, including Syria, Crimea, eastern Ukraine, nuclear disarmament, economic challenges, Iranian mischief, military confrontation, and much more. Topic number four, the Red Menace. Now, as we noted last Thursday, the Justice Department here in the U.S. indicted 12 Russian agents, 12 Russians who will probably never set foot on American soil, never set foot inside an American courtroom, and never see the American evidence that they engaged in attempts to hack the 2016 presidential election. And as we mentioned last Thursday, the timing of the indictments seemed awfully coincidental, what with the summit today and all. Some evidence would be nice, especially if Special Counsel Robert Mueller and liberals who've been shouting Russia, Russia, Russia for 2 years now, would like thinking people like you and me to take these accusations seriously. The government has admitted that there is no evidence that any Russian interference in the 2016 election changed the outcome of the election. So far, the only evidence they've been able to produce or claims that they've made suggest that Russia bought about $50,000 worth of ads on Facebook. As we noted at the time this was announced, this compares to over $1 billion spent by the DNC on Hillary Clinton's campaign. Frankly, this is offensive. Offensive because it assumes that voters who voted for Mr. Trump were too stupid to make up their own minds and were influenced by the $50,000 worth of Facebook ads. Well, according to the government's own data, by the way, and we'll just point this out just to show you that this is not something that the Russian menace engages in on its own. According to the government's own data, and I mean the government of the United States' own data, we Americans have meddled in the elections of no fewer than 81 nations between 1946 and the year 2000, including the elections of Russia back in the 90s. This is when we went all in during the Clinton administration for Boris Yeltsin. So, assuming turnabout is not fair play, then at least, please, show us some evidence that the Russians did something more than just tell us things about Hillary Clinton that we really needed to know before we cast our votes. Topic number three, Trump in the UK. Before heading to Finland, the president stopped off in the United Kingdom. And of course, this was part of the meeting there for with Prime Minister May regarding Brexit and other issues. He stopped by his golf course in Turnberry, which is in Scotland. Hi, Juan, a friend of ours who lives close by there. And police there arrested a 55-year-old man who flew a paraglider into the golf course so that he could unfurl a banner that says, Trump well below par. Hashtag resist. Look, if you're going to risk getting shot paragliding into a no-fly zone, you at least should come up with a better pun than that. Video on social media, this apparently was done in conjunction with Greenpeace UK, showed the paraglider flying into the golf course. He's been arrested, charged in Ayrshire today, Monday. President Trump spent the weekend in Scotland, played some golf before traveling to Finland. And Just a question. How did this guy paraglide into a no-fly zone in the first place? I mean, he had to jump from somewhere or something that presumably entered a secure area with the president of the United States there. The president also met with Queen Elizabeth, was snubbed by the younger royals, the Prince of Wales, it's Prince Charles, Prince William, and the others, deliberately snubbing Donald Trump as he visited with the Queen at Windsor Castle. President Trump, very enthusiastic about his meeting, called the Queen fantastic, wise, sharp, beautiful, as he reviewed the Coldstream Guards before taking afternoon tea with the Queen. And by the way, we note that Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was served tea by the Queen and her staff after being refused service at the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. I think Mrs. Sanders got the better deal of the two. Topic number two, Israel under fire. Over 170 rockets fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip over the weekend. The Israel Defense Forces responded. By the way, they said that the Iron Dome system intercepted at least 20 projectiles. Four Israelis wounded in these attacks. And in response, the IDF hit about 40 Hamas military targets in the most extensive daytime barrage since 2014's Operation Protective Edge. On Sunday night, Israel reportedly attacked the Al-Nayrib air base. That's near Aleppo in northern Syria. This is according to the country's or Syria's official news agency, Sana'a. No immediate reports of injuries, although there was some damage at the air base, reportedly. Why did Israel hit the base, if indeed it did? Iran's using it as a base for its military forces inside Syria. Israel not commenting on the raid, but then they rarely do regarding attacks like this. Meanwhile, the Syrian government has been shelling the southern province of Kunitra. Rebel forces there, the last pocket of resistance apparently in the southwestern part of the country. This is just across the border from the Golan Heights, very near some of the areas that we saw during our tour of Israel back in May. After securing Damascus and the suburbs around the city, President Bashar al-Assad's government launched an attack in the southwest of the rebel forces in the southwest of the country on June 19th. This, of course, with Russian help. That's why last week when the Syrian drone crossed into Israeli airspace, it took 16 minutes for Israeli forces to respond. They were confirming with Russia that it wasn't one of theirs before they shot it down. Again, since Kunitra borders on the Golan Heights, borders on Israel, IDF forces have been high alert for a couple of weeks. And topic number one, with all the news in the world today, something to smile about, Wienergeddon. Just because the political stuff is getting a little heavy, at least for me lately. Dachshund fans coming together in Berlin on July 21st, the Dackelranch Lichtenrad, to try to set a world record for most dachshunds in one place in history. The Sausage Fest in Cornwall set the record with 601 dachshunds earlier this year. So Berliners are getting together to take back the record for the homeland of the dachshund. They want to gather 666 dachshunds on July 21st. Hence, the dachspocalypse. Also on July 21st, by the way, it's the Wiener Nationals at Los Alamitos Racecourse in Orange County, California. Dozens of dachshund owners competing in the 23rd annual Wiener Schnitzel Wiener Nationals. The 11 races between the regular horse racing program. If seeing a bunch of dachshunds running with their ears flapping madly in the wind can't make you smile, doesn't make you smile, then we really have some work to do here. Well, a reminder, the Defender Bible, this is the King James Bible published by Defender Publishing with the Expanded Apocrypha sold out, but you can still get the Expanded Apocrypha free with the Handmaiden's Conspiracy Bundle. This is in stock and available to ship right away. It's volume one of the Researcher's Guide to Ancient Text, the Expanded Apocrypha, the standard books of the Apocrypha that were included with the 1611 King James, plus the books of Jasher, Jubilees, and the Book of Enoch. Important for your study. For information, you can log on to SkywatchTVStore.com. That's SkywatchTVStore.com. Coming up in early August, Sharon and I will be at the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference. This is in Lubbock, Texas. The Fellowship, church pastored by Dan Crestman there, August 3rd and 4th. Dr. Judd Burton, one of the other featured speakers, is the author of The Nephilim Dossier. Dr. Gregory Reed, expert on satanic ritual abuse. And Joe Taylor from the Mont Blanco Fossil Museum. I'll be talking about my forthcoming book, Last Clash of the Titans. Registration for this one going quickly because it's only $5. For information and registration, log on to burtonbeyond.com. That's burtonbeyond.com. And a special offer from Hear the Watchman for the Hear the Watchman conference coming to Long Island. This will be at the Hyatt Regency Long Island, August 9th through 11th. And then a special extra day trip, if you choose, to Montauk, the mysterious site that inspired the Netflix series Stranger Things. A special package for two registrations, two nights at the Hyatt Regency, and lunch with the speakers. All of that at a discounted rate, $495. That's over $200 off the normal package value. But the limited time on that, the special expires at midnight Pacific time. That's midnight Pacific time on Wednesday night. So take advantage of that quickly at hearthewatchmen.com. If you can't travel to Long Island, you can still get the video feed. Save 20% on that using the promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. You take these daily reports and our weekly programs and stick them in your pocket. We can download these to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got apps for all of those, absolutely free, and links to the app stores are posted at skywatchtv.com, right there in the top menu bar, right next to links for instructions on adding the Skywatch TV channels to Roku and Apple TV. You'll find all of my stuff posted at my website, that's derekpgilbert.com, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Global experts are now debating whether humanity should fear the rise of AI assassins. Will transhumanism, singularity, and demonically infused killer robots be the last onslaught of Satan in an attempt to destroy every human on Earth? Learn what the Bible has to say on this very urgent topic now in the new oversized book, Terminated, by legendary author Steve Quayle. In Terminated, you will learn why hundreds of artificial intelligence experts believe that humanity will soon experience gigadeath at the hands of autonomous killing machines. Why hybridizing humans is thrusting us toward a golden age of mythical monsters and godlike humans. And what Jesus declared about God's plan to shorten the days here on earth, because if not, there would be no flesh left alive. Plus, when you order Terminated from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new documentary movie from Gen 6 Productions, Forbidden History Revealed. The Egyptian presence in the Americas and the Pacific Rim, the Great Smithsonian Cover-Up. Now, for the first time in history, you'll watch an eyewitness account of actual Egyptian artifacts and giant skeletons that were excavated from the Grand Canyon and burial mounds across the U.S. and South America, stored for over 100 years in a secret underground Smithsonian warehouse. This full-length feature film also asks the questions: why is the DNA of giant mummies and viable skeletons being extracted by the militaries of the world? Was a living 21-foot giant captured in 1877 with the most unusual features ever noted? And will the giants of yesterday become the super soldiers of tomorrow? These two incredible new works are available together for a special donation of only $50 now at the SkywatchTVStore.com. So don't delay. Order Terminated, the Steve Quayle special offer, online now or call 1-844-750-4985.